I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
When I'm gone, I'm never really gone. You think you're moving on, but it won't be too long, you'll see. When I'm gone, I'm never really gone. You think you're moving on, but no one's gonna feel like.
A friend of mine died last week, my age. Horrible. And it prompted me to talk to my son about death. We're scared of talking about the subject, you know. Particularly in comedy. Listen to Katy Perry, you know. When I'm gone, I'm never really gone. You think you're moving on. I mean, yeah, in the song, she's not talking about death. She's talking about a relationship that stays with you forever. To be honest, that's what death is like, isn't it? Yes, you don't see the person anymore, but how often do you see some of your friends anyway? I know for a fact you've got some friends you consider good friends that you never see or see once every few years. And if they died, you'd be devastated, wouldn't you? But you didn't actually see them very much. Don't be too down. And the people you do see are like your closest friends and family, even if the time you had with them is brief. As long as we make the most of our time together, then when you're gone, you're never really gone. I don't see my grandma anymore. She died several years ago, but I still see her in my mind's eye. And I still hear her. And I sometimes talk to her, and she sometimes guides me down the right path. You know, why are you spending money? At all. You literally don't need to spend any money ever. Just give all your money away, Nathan. Earn it and then give it away. Death isn't the end. When you're gone, you're never really gone. But know that the closer you can get while the person is still alive, the closer you can remain when they're gone, but not really gone. You know, make the most of every single interaction with the people you love, with the people you like. And have as many of those interactions as possible. Do you really need to be watching another series of Ozark? It went downhill so fast after the first episode. Switch it off and have a chat with someone. Just pick up the phone, meet up with someone, make some memories. Because those are the memories that will stay with you when they're gone. But never really gone. And it's the silly things that stay with you. I once farted so badly next to my grandma. It stank. And I thought, oh no. That is such an awful thing to do. And then I suddenly remembered. My grandma has no sense of smell. So I silently celebrated. And of course, as you do, I just enjoyed the deep, rich smell of my own fart. And virtually every time I fart now, which isn't very often, I think of my grandma. Genuinely. And it makes me happy. And it would make her happy too. Because of course, farts cost absolutely nothing. They're so great, and they are free. She'd love that. And when farts are gone, you know, like life itself, they're never really gone, are they? Lots of love.